Hi, my name is Shanine, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. While I don't go in for the hardcore horror, I do enjoy a little bit of spoopiness in my life. Spooky video games are one of my favorite scary activities. A group of friends and I played through Amnesia: The Dark Descent a few years ago. In this game, you play a character trapped in a house, and you have to uncover a horrific mystery and enact your revenge before complete insanity, or the very scary resident monster can claim you. We affectionately referred to the monster as Carl, so we had someone to yell at when the game got too scary. Every sighting of Carl made our character lose a little more sanity, and his view of the world grew distorted. Having friends there to lighten the mood when things got scary was probably the only way we got through that game. We've also been playing a series of games called Layers of Fear. Our character is placed at the end of the story, where something horrible has happened, and we have to uncover the story, one layer at a time, to find out what went wrong. Our character is alone in this terrifying setting, going a little more insane every time something weird happens. Again, playing with friends is the best, least scary way to play this game. And I've really been enjoying watching playthroughs of Phasmophobia, a ghost hunting game you can play with friends. Your group enters a building and tests out different ways of interacting with the ghost to find out what kind of specter it is. Certain ghosts will only attack when you are alone, so it's safest to go with your friends. Fear seems biggest when you're alone. Our imaginations really like to run with our fears, blowing them out of proportion. As Sherlock Holmes says, "Where there is no imagination, there is no horror." When we focus on our fears, they quickly become all we can see, making them seem much bigger, much scarier, and impossible to overcome. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 41 that God says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Just as these scary games are better to tackle with friends, the scary situations in life are better to come against with help, from our community and from God. Going it alone, we can bury ourselves in layers of fear until fear is all we see and it distorts everything else. It is much harder for fear to attack us when we are surrounded by a supportive community. In these games, there is usually a potion or a medicine that you can take to regain sanity and return the world to normal. When we look to Jesus, our view of the world returns to how it should be. Our fears return to an appropriate size, small in comparison to our Savior. We are not strangers to fear, but fear does not need to control us. Fear may not disappear altogether, but we can find freedom from its power in Jesus. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Shanine for your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, never be cruel, never be cowardly, and never ever eat pears.